the practice in our congregation to take a new psalm each month, to have a brief time to meditate on it, and then we'll be singing it throughout the month. And so I'm going to read Psalm 36 and then give just a very brief explanation of a couple things in it. Psalm 36. Find that on page 640 in your Bibles in the pews. Psalm 36, this is God's word. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself with his own eyes when he finds out his iniquity and when he hates. The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise. Throughout this year, our psalm meditations have been gathered around the theme for the congregation, theme being keep in step with the Spirit. So we have seen in the Old Testament where the work of the Spirit has been displayed. In Psalm 36, the name of the Spirit is not mentioned, but his work is. You'll find it in verse 9, and I'm going to focus on this phrase. In your light, we see light. The Holy Spirit gives spiritual enlightenment. It's easy to understand this metaphor, isn't it? Imagine being in a pitch black room. I mean, really, really dark. You can't see anything. But then the light is turned on, and all of a sudden, you can see everything. You don't have to move around the room, stumbling and bumping your knees or your toes on anything. The entrance of light is a metaphor that is easy to understand, isn't it? And the Bible uses that well-known experience to symbolize a number of different things. So God's word itself is a light to our path. Jesus is called the light of the world, and light represents the pure holiness of God. In Psalm 36, David is reflecting on the need that we all have for darkness to be taken away, for there to be spiritual enlightenment brought to our souls. You can see this as he traces through the psalm because he starts in darkness. Look at verses 1 through 4. He says, there is no fear of God before the eyes of the wicked. And goes on to describe the ways in which they live that show they live in darkness. To answer this, we reflect on this because it begs the question about our own spiritual need. Paul in the New Testament says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So this begs the question, what about me? What about me? I too have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I too was born and raised in spiritual darkness. How in the world, is there any hope for me? And in answer to this question, David speaks about the great goodness, the mercy, the grace, the forgiveness of God. It's really poetic. David is a master poet, and so he talks about mercy that reaches as high as the heavens, and justice and righteousness that goes down to the depths of the earth, and goodness and faithfulness that reaches up to the clouds and the mountains. Just really wonderful poetry. He goes on to say that your loving kindness provides a shelter for us. We can shelter in it, even as a hen covers its chicks in the shadow of its wings. But he still hasn't answered the question, what about those living in darkness? Those living in darkness cannot see the beauties of God, even though they are right in front of them. They can't even recognize their own peril unless God enlightens us. God does indeed enlighten us. In his light, we see light. This is one of the great works of the Holy Spirit, to take away our spiritual blindness, to open our eyes so that we can see God, who is holy, 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 so we can understand that we are sinners. We can then grasp that the Son of God became man to die on the cross for our sins. That is the light of the gospel that the Holy Spirit brings to us. And the psalm praises God for that. It reminds me of the conversation that Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well. She was talking about water that she drew and would drink and take back to the city. He was talking about spiritual water. And he said, if you knew who it was that asked you for water, you would ask of him and he would give you living water. So she, who's still thinking about physical water, says, well, I want some of that. See, as Jesus was offering the grace of eternal life, she was still blind. She couldn't see the gift of salvation freely offered to you. And neither can we, unless God act to burst into our lives with the light of the gospel, to open our eyes so that we are converted, come and trust in Jesus as our Savior. So as we sing this psalm throughout the month, I want you to remember the work of the Spirit in your life. You can reflect on the darkness that you lived in, and then rejoice that you can see all of the great goodness of God in your Savior Jesus, as the psalm describes. In your light, we see light. So we're going to start and sing the first part of this, the A selection, Psalm 36. This is the part that focuses on the wickedness of man. And David records this so that we would see ourselves and know what we have been saved from. I invite you to stand to sing 36A.